Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and the FBI have launched a major investigation into reports that lasers have been shined into airplane cockpits. All the flights have landed safely, but there's concern that future pilots and passengers may not be so lucky. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story.
The latest incident happened late Wednesday afternoon as a plane was approaching Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. FBI Special Agent Stephen Kodak says the Cessna Citation was beginning its descent for landing when
the pilot noticed that his cockpit was being intermittently illuminated by a laser from the ground. It lasted maybe a total of 20 seconds long and just, you know, a little short 1-2 second bursts.
It was the seventh time since Christmas that a pilot has reported lasers being shined into a cockpit. And it's been happening all over the country, in Colorado, Oregon, Texas, Ohio, and Washington. Officials won't say if they think the events are related or if they suspect terrorism. A less ominous theory is that the lasers may have been cheap retail models given as Christmas gifts. But experts say those so-called laser pointers, which we've all seen before, wouldn't have the distance or accuracy to reach a plane's cockpit. Which brings up another question: how the perpetrators could even get a laser to go from the ground all the way up and into a cockpit 8,000 feet in the air. The key is picking the right moment, say pilots. When a plane is landing, the nose of the aircraft is tilted down, giving a person on the ground the necessary angle.
I saw a bright white flash of light and mistook it only as a solar glint or a reflection off the ship from the sun. It was high noon at the time.
In 1997, Lieutenant Colonel Jack Daly was in a helicopter taking reconnaissance photos of a Russian ship when he says he and the copter's pilot were hit with a laser.
It's very uncomfortable. It results in that kind of blurring of your vision and that white spot in your vision that you experience when you have your picture taken with a flashbulb.
While uncomfortable, the laser exposure didn't lead to a crash in Daly's case, and the lasers haven't seemed to impair the abilities of pilots to land their planes during the incidents this week. In fact, the FBI says the lasers may be more of an annoyance than anything. Don't tell that to airline pilots. Rob Sprock is a commercial pilot and vice president of the Airline Pilots Security Alliance.
We know that the lasers can damage the retina and permanently disable a pilot. So we're concerned about the health of the pilots and even more so the welfare of the passengers on board a flight.
Sprock is angered that he and other pilots found out about the lasers through news reports and has called for the FAA to set up a better system to warn flight crews about potential threats. Pilots say safety systems on commercial planes make it unlikely that a laser could cause a crash. But Sprock says even a remote threat should be taken seriously.
Actually, if you had enough operational knowledge about how airplanes come into land or how they take off and you were able to position yourself accordingly, you may be able to bring down an airliner.
Although they've declined to comment on the specifics of the ongoing investigation, the FBI did issue a November bulletin to law enforcement warning that terrorists could be considering using lasers against commercial aircraft. Luke Burbank, NPR News.